Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. An Irish Horse Racing Board disciplinary hearing is underway into trainer Gordon Elliott after that picture circulated online of him sitting on a dead horse at his gallops in County Meath. The location of the hearing and the charges faced by Elliott have been kept under wraps. We simply don't know where it's been held or what exactly it is investigating into. We're joined on the line by David Jennings, deputy editor of the Irish Racing Post. David, the hearing, as far as we know, is continuing. As I said, the location is unknown. I think even the composition of this board hasn't been released, or maybe it has in the last little while. But I suppose what actually happened isn't at issue, is it? Gordon Elliott isn't contesting the evidence that we've all seen of what happened. So what do we know about what the board is considering itself? What is at issue here?
Yeah, it's a strange sort of case, Brian, in that the facts are all there. We all know what they are at this stage. I think everybody has read something or heard something about it during the week. It looks like certainly he's going to be come in under Rule 272 in the rule book, which relates to somebody who's basically bringing the sport into disrepute. It's someone within racing's jurisdiction acting in a manner which is prejudicial to the integrity, proper conduct or good reputation of horse racing. So if he is found guilty of something, it will come under that. That's what he's going to be found guilty under. And I suppose that the committee have to decide whether, you know, that crime is his license being suspended, whether it's a fine or what course of action they're going to take.
So there are a range of sanctions available to the board.
Yeah, well, this case certainly in my lifetime is unprecedented. We have no real backlog to go on, and we don't know, you know, what's fair, what's not fair. You know, it's a really strange case, Brian. And I suppose they're going to have to decide what they think is a suitable punishment. Obviously, he has brought the sport into disrepute. They'll have to decide what they think is suitable. And it's very hard to know what that is, whether that's a couple of months suspension and a fine, whether it's just a fine, whether it's a longer suspension. It's just very hard to know, Brian.
And could a suspension of Gordon Elliott mean the closure of his yard, or could it continue in some way without him at the helm?
It could mean a closure, but obviously you're talking about 80 staff and their livelihoods that you have to take into consideration. So certainly in cases past, there has been somebody who can come in and run the yard, obviously without Gordon's guidance or any sort of involvement from him. But that would mean at least that the livelihoods and the jobs of these 80 staff would be kept. And that's crucially important, I think, in this situation, Brian.
Just to say that Gordon Elliott would have an opportunity to appeal, isn't that right? Any findings or a sanction?
He would, yeah, absolutely. He's got 14 days to appeal afterwards. So if he obviously feels the sanction afterwards is unfair, he can appeal it. Obviously, I spoke to him a couple of times during the week, and I think he understands that he deserves a punishment. So it'll be interesting to see whether he does decide to appeal or not.
Your sense would be that he will accept whatever is the decision of the board. Did we lose David there? We did. Oh, say, I'm sorry, he's gone.